Today is Saturday, September 12th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Video Games Day. It's also National Day of Encouragement, and it's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. You know, that sounds good. Maybe I will, you know what? I think I'm going to, when I'm done with this, and for some reason I sound quiet to my ears. Oh, it's because my headphone, man, just a tiny little tweak on the headphones. And I sound so much better to myself. I'm doing things a little bit different because I'm trying to use my QCast software for my soundboard and all that kind of good stuff. And I usually use my mixer. And so for my soundboard, at least, and for my volumes and stuff like that. And so I'm seeing, you know, I'm trying to use my own tool to see what it's like. And it's just, it's different. It's different. It's on the wrong side because I have it open. I have an ultra wide monitor. So it's like I have two monitors. It, depending on how big the monitors are, it could be three monitors. It is a super ultra wide. I think it's an Acer. I'm looking here. I can't remember what the model is, and I can't see it. I think it's right on the bottom of this. You cannot read that. At the bottom of this, I'm going to have to do a flashlight. Oh, it's a Samsung ultra-wide monitor. I didn't realize it was Samsung for some reason. There's a model name that's more familiar, and for some reason I can't remember it. But anyway, bottom line, I have this big monitor, and so the QCast application is on the left side, and it has a soundboard on it, so I'm using the soundboard to play the sounds and everything. And normally my mixer is on the right. So normally when I'm playing sound effects and stuff like that, it's on the right, and my mouse is used with my right hand. So I think it's just, I may need to swap. If I'm going to use this for podcasting, I may need to swap and put it on the right side. And then like when we're doing the gay mix, et cetera, I can put the Discord on the left side of the screen. I'll have to get used to that, but that's what I could do. That's definitely what I could do. I'm just looking here. Okay. All right. So I'm recording on a Saturday. This one may be even shorter than a normal one, but I wanted to have an episode. So here we are. I wasn't really doing anything other than just working on QCast, which is the podcasting application that I'm building. And so I was just sitting on the couch. We were watching Ted Lasso, and it's so good. I really haven't heard anything about this season as far as reviews and stuff like that, but I'm enjoying it just as much with the girls as I did with the guys. I haven't heard any reviews at all. It's just like there are no reviews. You know, I could look on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm going to look for Ted Lasso season 4. Ted Lasso. Can I do season 4? Can I do Ted Lasso season 4? No, apparently I cannot do Ted Lasso season 4. So I can just do Ted Lasso go to Ted Lasso, and they must have it broken down by, I mean, Ted Lasso has 82%, but they must have it broken down by seasons. Season 4 is currently at an 88%, which is better than season 3. Season 3 was an 80%, and I'm looking here. Season 2 was 98%. Season 1, for some reason, doesn't have a rating. I don't know why season... Oh, 92%? I'm not sure. 95, 92. So it did go down season 3, but it's better. 88 is better than 82 or whatever it was season 3. So regardless, I'm really enjoying it. But I haven't really, until just now, I didn't even know what the Rotten Tomatoes score was for it. But I'm just seeing that now. So anyway, update on everything. I think I told you guys, I don't remember because I talked about it on The Mix, and I don't remember if I talked about it on here. But basically what had happened was that I basically... what did I do? That's so loud. Sorry. It's not going to work. You know, that doesn't even sound right. Why does that not sound right? I'm going to stop that. And I'm going to do it over here. Nope, that's the wrong. It really is better to do it on the computer than on the mixer because I can't see the screen on the mixer. It's not that far away. It's only at arm's length away. And I cannot, the writing is so small on it. And so when I'm trying to, you have to switch pads because there's only 8 pads. And usually most people have more than 8 sounds. And so I could set up one board for the mix, one board for Geeky Gay, one board for, you know, whatever else. I've been wondering if we should bring back Survivor's Ready. Because I was just looking through old, and I was like, old stuff. And I was thinking, you know, Adam, you need another podcast. Like, you need a hole in the head. But honestly, I would like to reduce the number of people. So, and I'm coughing and sorry. And so my voice stuttered a little bit there. I would like to reduce the number of people because at one point I feel like we had 6 people on that show on Survivor's Ready. But I think if we just had 3 people, if we had myself and we had Fatty and we had a third person. Now, it would be hard to choose a third person because I love everyone that was on that show. And to be honest, Survivor's Ready and But First, which But First was the Big Brother one that we did. It kind of blurs together. And so I know that I can't remember her name. She was like naughty bed monkey of Survivor's Ready and But First. I think she was on both and I can't remember her name. And I stopped seeing things because when I stopped being on X or Twitter, now I'm on Blue Sky and I don't think my connection to her, what is her name? I want to say Anne, but it's not Anne. That's the naughty bed monkey. It's not Anne. Well, regardless, I've been thinking, maybe we should retool that show, make it a little bit shorter, and have a few less co-hosts. So myself and Big Fatty and one other person. Maybe just so we don't hurt anybody's feelings, we bring in some new blood. Like maybe Larry Vader is not going to do another show. But we bring in, like, we bring in a third person. And we do Survivors Ready. That would be... See, I... I know what Daniel is thinking right now as he's listening to this. He's thinking, I'm the biggest Survivor fan in the world. But what I want to know is, could Daniel be on a show with me and not he take over? Because I would be the driving force on the show, right? At least that's how it was. And if he and I are on the show together, our dynamic is I defer. So I don't know. So anyway, what have I been doing? Nothing. I've been working on this QCast, which I really need to come up with a new name for, because we've discovered that there are other products, that other software products that are even have similar media, audio visual, not podcasting specifically, but media. And connotations. And so if I ever did make a business out of it, it would be difficult to get a trademark or whatever. But I've been working on that. I added a public facing chat room because Daniel and I were talking about Discord kind of going downhill a little bit. And we're like, yeah, we should just put that in QCast. And so I kind of did it. So anyway, that's what I've been working on, but I'm going to go cook dinner here in a minute. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.